let's meet a couple of the people who are leaving this town.
All the artists should come with us to Tucson. They're not using us here, so let's go.
That's costume designer and artist Mark Mitchell. He's lived and worked in Seattle for 30 years. His partner, Kurt B. Riley, has been DJing on KEXP and elsewhere and writing about music, but this winter, they're leaving. As Mark said, moving to Tucson. Mark says when he moved here 32 years ago, Capitol Hill was a great place for him to be as a gay man.
It was great to be around gay people and be around a lot of gay people, especially with what was happening in the world at that time as regards AIDS. I wanted to be around gay people. I didn't want to be around straight people and have to deal with their issues around AIDS. We had our own stuff to deal with. So for me, it was really a blessing to be able to be in a place like that and be sort of sheltered by that community and be a part of that community. And now, of course, what's happened is that the Hill has changed so drastically, and just because of, I think, of assimilation and the forward strides we've made in a lot of ways, we don't have that need for a concentrated gay neighborhood the way that we once did. And I think we lose a lot with that. As an old queen, I say we lose a lot whenever we lose an older generation, and we lost so many. So that's all tied up together for me, and part of the reason that makes it kind of easy to leave now.
Well, Mark, you're a known artist in this city. Kurt, you've been a DJ for KEXP. Why would you leave the city whose culture you helped create? Thanks a lot.
Myriad reasons. It's you, Bill. I'm leaving because of you. No, it's not because of you. I'm actually sad to leave a lot of amazing people, but Seattle's not the only place I lived. So I've always been confident that you can take the show on the road, and it's actually good to every now and then, because it forces you to reassess your own strengths and weaknesses and get in touch with who you are and who you can be in your community.
So it's just time to ramble on, or is there something about Seattle that you can't wait to leave?
There are a couple of specifics. For us, really, we simply couldn't afford to live here anymore. We lost two homes in 2 years. The first one wiped out any nest egg that we have. And the second one, I said to myself, if I have to hustle this hard to find us another place to live, I'll be damned if I'm throwing the dice in Seattle.
We looked at a future here that was just, we would never be able to afford. I mean, I'm an artist, okay? So our income is a little crazy, but to be that much at risk where we can look at a city like Tucson where the housing costs are like half of what they are here. We're going to
Why don't you move to a cheaper suburb, Shoreline, SeaTac,
and drive all day? No.
Angle Lake Light Rail Station.
I didn't move here for that. I didn't move here to live out somewhere. I moved here to live in Seattle, and so that part's done for me. I'm ready for a new adventure.
Why Tucson?
If you've ever spent time in the desert is an incredibly magical place. Equally magical is the Northwest, but the desert speaks to me in a way that the Northwest never has. I went to college in Tempe, Arizona, so I was in the desert for about 5 years, and I felt more at home there just environmentally than I have ever anywhere.
Mark, how's your look going to go over in Tucson? You are rocking some remarkable
everywhere I go.
Yeah, the tattoos, the earrings, the nose ring, the fabulous glasses. How's that play in Tucson?
How does it play in Seattle? I get as many weird looks here as I've gotten anywhere else in the country.
Is that right?
I mean, I feel comfortable around. I feel comfortable in who I am, so I don't really notice anymore. I've been getting side eye from people since I was a kid, so it doesn't even affect me. I take it as a compliment more than anything. I don't really worry about what other people think about the way I look.
Seattle versus Tucson, what are the trade-offs? What do you lose? What do you gain?
I am going to lose, I hope, some of the lingering depression and respiratory problems I've been having here. I've had
a little moist for you?
It's been a little moist, and it's funny. When I moved here from New York, I remember a neighbor in my building asking, I didn't know her well. She's like, where are you moving? And I'm like, Seattle. And she's like, oh, I moved there for 8 years and the rain finally got to me. And for the longest time, I loved the rain, loved it. And I know I will miss the gentle rain of Seattle, but the last couple of winters have just been too hard for me. It's just been too much with work and the dark and the wet and not feeling well. It was grinding me down.
That's how we stay a youthful city. People can only take the reins so long, and then you go to Arizona.
You know what? Right. Everyone in Tucson carries a water bottle. I'm a homosexual. I know how to moisturize. But I really will miss the network of people that I've built here. I'm excited to create a new network. I'm excited to be the new kid on the block, and I'm really looking forward to diving into Tucson's music scene and meeting people and exploring its clubs and seeking out the opportunities. But I'll be doing that from a position of, you know, innocence and inexperience. I won't have the same advantages, and there are definitely pluses and minuses to that.
Should everyone leave Seattle?
Absolutely not.
Well, I don't mean everyone
at once. Yes.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm just kidding. Everyone.
But I mean, should anyone, no, I don't mean should the city empty. I mean, should everybody get out of their comfort zone and leave Seattle at some point?
Oh, for sure. I mean, well, I've never been a huge traveler. I mean, I've mostly, of the last 30 years in Seattle, I've been in Seattle. I've traveled very little. And now I'm starting to expand that and starting to travel a bit. And boy, it's blown my mind. So, I mean, it's good for everybody to get out of their comfort zone, for sure.
I know that for musicians in particular, it's really easy to achieve a certain level of status in Seattle. And I'm proud that KEXP and The Stranger and lots of organizations I've played a part in contribute to that. But I really admire the musicians that use that as a jumping off point and get in the van and go tour the country and try to get involved with activities outside of their city. Because I really do think that taking your show on the road, no matter what your discipline, is the biggest test of your mettle.
What is your parting message to Seattle? What do you want us to do differently? We're listening.
Take care of the next generation of artists. I feel that it's too late for a lot of people in our bracket, you know, people who have been here 15, 20, 25 years.
You don't want to lose any more artists than we have. We lost Eric Blood last month.
We lost Larry Mizell Jr.
We lost Larry Mizell. I mean, it's just so Seattle, it seems to be hemorrhaging artists now because it's so expensive to stay here and there's not studio space.
So what would taking care of artists look like?
I'm not entirely sure. But making sure that there is affordable housing. I would love to see some sort of rent control. I don't think we're ever going to. But making sure that there's more affordable housing, that there are decent wages for people.
We just passed a higher minimum wage and affordable housing levy.
Yep.
It's a bit late.
A little late.
It's late. I mean, even if we wanted to stay here, where on earth are we going to find a place between now and December 1st that we can afford, that we're going to have some kind of security in? I mean, landlords here give you a one-year lease like it's a big deal. You know what I mean? People can't pick up and move unless you live out of a suitcase. That's fine when you're young, maybe. But it looked grim. Mm-hmm. The future looked grim.
What's your parting message, Boo?
Thank you for all the great times and all the crazy times and all the horrible times and all the wonderful recognition, because I've really been spoiled in the last few years with really great recognition from Seattle. And so I do leave here really loving this place and loving so many people here.
Kurt and Mark, happy trails. We'll miss you. Thank you for all the work you did here. And thanks for coming in and saying goodbye.
Well, thanks to Seattle and thank you, Bill. It was a pleasure to talk about it before we go.
Kurt B. Riley, a.k.a. DJ El Toro on KEXP, along with Mark Mitchell. Mark's an artist and a costume designer, and they're splitting for Tucson after about 30 years in Seattle and telling you, take care of your artists. Are you planning to leave the Puget Sound area? Because we would like to talk to you before you leave. Tell us why you're going, what will you miss, what will you gain, and what's your final message to the Seattle area? What can we do better? Email us at record@kuow.org and tell us why you're quitting us. Record@kuow.org.